Okay, we'll call the Liquor Commission meeting to order. Clerk, would you take the roll, please?
Committee members, Doug Layfair, Commissioner. Sally Clark. Kevin Del Mastro.
Here.
Linda Helly.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Okay. All right, looks like the first item of business is a liquor license for Mr. Gonzalez for a new Mexican restaurant. You all have the license in front of you. Open the floor for discussion.
From the public or from the council?
We'll give the public a chance in a little bit here.
Well, from my perspective, the last thing we need, I'm a business owner in this town. It's extremely difficult to manage a business and run it with the way the economy is and be in direct competition with another Mexican restaurant makes absolutely no sense to me in talking with the people. I haven't heard anybody that thinks it's a great idea for either of the businesses. The gentleman that runs the other Mexican restaurant is very giving to the community. Go out there, he's wearing a Lewiston Indian shirt all the time. He donates to the athletic programs. He has fundraisers where he gives a portion of his sales for the night back to the school for whatever it is they're requesting after prom, things like that. And I just think for both places it would be very detrimental.
Well, I totally agree with you. One thing I don't see when we use alcohol right up there in the old store, there's enough places to buy alcohol in town. We don't need an alcohol convenience store. We already got brand new Casey's coming up. We've got the grocery store. And we've already got a liquor store. So I really can't see where we need that at all. And I totally agree with Linda on the Mexican restaurant. We don't need to make things hard for him. He's doing good. He gives to the community. And we really don't, we really can't support two of them.
I mean, this is just for a liquor license, correct? We have no say whether they open a restaurant or not.
No,
it's just whether we give them a liquor license. Okay.
And were we discussing just the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A liquor license to a new restaurant. Do you want to speak on your behalf, sir, for the restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever, sir?
Yes.
You want to speak what your plans are? You want to,
Well, she's saying, probably he's giving a lot to the town, but she don't even know us. I mean, we want to offer a lot, too. And our food is kind of different than whatever they have over here.
Right.
Like, it's Mexican, but it's different kind of Mexican food.
Right.
So, I mean, my plans are helping the community too.
Right. Well, I'm a free market kind of guy. I think the community will dictate whether you'll make it or not. I mean, I believe everyone needs a shot, but.
I'm not on the committee. Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Is the liquor license, one of the purposes is for gaming too? Or are you going to have gaming in there? Or?
Not right now.
Okay.
Anyone from the public wish to speak on this matter?
So when you said not right now, is that a yes?
In the future, yes.
Okay. So when Jack and I first opened the Rocket, the Balkan, in 2018, there were two liquor licenses in the VFW. So in the last 6 years, there's been five more gaming licenses that have been given to the city. Lewiston can dictate how many gaming licenses are given out. And the places that they have a gaming license now depend on that money. And I don't think that giving gaming license to someone else will benefit the businesses that already have them.
No, I agree with you. The pie is only so big.
I mean,
No matter how many pieces you cut the pie into, it's only so big.
Doesn't the liquor license go by the population? That's what we were told when we bought the bar in 12. We had to buy that liquor license from Juke because you couldn't invent other ones. There's been, like she said, five invented in the last 10 years.
I don't know what the ordinance says now, but originally it was like two licenses under each category. I think it was changed, but I'm not positive.
You're right.
Okay.
There used to be a limited amount. Sometime, I can't remember the exact date, obviously. They changed that and took off the limited amount, hoping that it would help develop the town or something. Who knows? I don't know. I can't remember everything. It's been quite a while ago since.
It hasn't been that long because I was a liquor commissioner when it got changed because the last time I was there and it was for the store, I said, we don't have any liquor license left. And you said, we have an unlimited number of liquor licenses. And I said, so if you want to open a bar in every empty business in town, you can. And you said, yes.
I don't remember that.
I think Nathan said it was unlimited.
I don't remember.
It was Nathan that answered that part.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know how long ago it's been, but they changed it at some point, just like you're saying.
It's only been in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was before
that. In 2013.
They raised the same
amount, and then in 2016, they raised from 2 to 5 on Class D, 2 to 5 on the Class D packaged liquor. 3 tavern licenses were stayed the same. 2 Class C club license, 5 1 Class B supper club license, and 5 1 Class B 1 supper club license. So that was the resolution that was in 2016.
I know at one time it was with the 3 bars, the Pub, the Rocket, and the other tap, that they had 3 licenses, and they were grandfathered, but if one of them ever went out of business, that they would lose the license and it would go down to 2. But I think, I think that was changed.
2?
Because I know under my term it was just 2 of each one. And that's what was voted in the ordinance. But it was changed after that.
So when did it change?
I think it changed under John's term, under John King's term. There was, because I remember, I think, some discussion on that. Do we have the ordinance awards, or can we get the ordinance? Or
I can obtain it, most likely. I just gotta go take a look.
They're in that folder. They're in the back of the licenses.
I think that would help clear it up if we just read the ordinance of what it is, and that would clear up a lot of controversy.
I might have them right here.
But we believe there's an unlimited amount of liquor licenses.
That's what Nathan said one time.
I mean, that's what I remember, that there was no set number. But I mean, correct. The council can change the ordinance to limit or to, I mean, it sounds like it. I mean, it's unlimited now, so I mean, this commission is up to us to make a recommendation to the council.
We have 38 poker machines. When's it going to stop?
How many?
38.
I don't know. I mean, you tell. I agree with you.
For less than 2,000 people in a town.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. But
don't you believe that? Whether you have 10 or 38, there's only going to be a certain number of people playing.
Yeah. Correct.
It's just, you know, the 38 is going to
buy from the other person.
So that
What's
person
that?
Now has.
It just spreads it all out.
Yeah, it does.
The
so nobody
people,
wins. I mean,
the 100 people that play it or that are normally going to play it have 15 different places to go to
right.
instead of 5.
But we don't.
You're making the community fight against people for
which one is connecting to the
we don't sit here and restrict anybody else from coming to town and going in business. If 10 boutiques want to open in this town, they can, right?
Well, they could.
So we don't tell anybody else that you, boutiques or antique shops, you know, another garbage service come to town, we don't tell anybody else they can't come to town.
Let's take a survey on how many people in this town actually can, and how many people are gonna visit a boutique.
Okay, ordinance 2016-14, I have right here.
I'm not gonna do either one of them, so there you go.
And I bet by that survey, okay, and I'm gonna agree.
Why would there have to be a liquor commission to determine whether someone qualifies for a liquor license or make recommendations?
15.
I mean, that's what this commission's for, I mean, you vote your conscience. Like I said, I'm a.
I'm not voting just mine, I'm voting for all the people who are struggling to run a business in this town. And you look at the square and you think, what the hell happened? Did a bomb get dropped here? Well, it's because nobody supports what's already here.
I agree with you, and they haven't for years.
So, but we have an economic committee commission that's working to try to bring businesses to town, I mean.
But as Doug said.
We're tugging against ourselves.
Whether you give them a liquor license or not.
How about businesses for the kids?
Does not mean they can't open a restaurant.
No, I, no one cares if they wanna take that risk.
See, here's what I always thought we had.
The surrounding towns have limited numbers.
But, and then that one night.
In the city of Canton.
Nathan said it was unlimited, so I don't know for sure where he got that from.
Looks like you've written down notes pertaining to how many they were going for at one point in time.
And they wouldn't let us do it because that wasn't available. Then all of a sudden she comes.
Cause it was that, and then it changed to that.
So something changed over that, you know, in that time too, so.
Nothing here.
See, I never did find it.
The only thing is.
That's why I left it, it was like.
I mean.
It seems as if it was modified and then, I mean, maybe it wasn't written up after that, after the modification had.
That one, hand me that one there, like, here you go.
There's only two ways to get poker machines in Illinois, diesel, you gotta sell diesel or you gotta have a Florida license. That's how the grocery store got it, cause they sell diesel now.
And this is when we authorized the 5, 2.
What year, when was that, 16?
16.
Right, right, exactly. That's the only two ways you can get it. No, they can, cause they go sell diesel.
Yeah, this is 15.
So that would be the amendment.
It should be increased. But the whole thing is. That's a new.
I'm just surprised where they put it, I thought.
You know, how those are C.
What's a class, what's a B, B one, and B two, what is that?
Those are the classifications.
I know, but I mean.
A is tavern.
Oh, okay, here.
Classification. A is tavern, B is supper club, C is club. D is package, and E is special events, and then we added.
Yeah, I mean.
The game.
For poker.
I mean, I think.
Can we explain, I mean, what the ordinance is now, when they put the application in?
We have to go by the ordinance.
Even if we change the ordinance, it's what, when the applications were put in, correct? I mean, I don't.
Yeah, we have to go off.
Isn't the liquor commission just a recommendation, anyway?
We're just a recommendation.
Right, that's what I thought, so I don't know that you have to even worry about the ordinance, it's the council has to worry about the ordinance.
Correct.
And the way I.
Even as the.
But they have to know that, they have to know when they apply.
I mean.
They should know when they apply, whether the license is available or not before.
No, I agree, and these, everyone's operating on the assumption that we have some available, because they've been told that we have some available, and.
Yep.
And the way it reads, looks to me. I mean, we probably do, I mean, they did set some numbers, but they don't talk about Ds, they only talks about B, B one, and B two licenses, C and C one. The remaining classes of liquor license shall remain as previously determined and resolved, which previously determined and resolved says. At the time of the adoption of this code, the following number of licenses were in effect. It's not telling you that it's restricted as that, just telling you that's how many are in effect. 5Ds, 5Ds package, 3 tavern, 2 class C club, 5 supper clubs, and 5. Supper clubs with a B two. So. I mean, I guess, like I said, it's the council to worry about the ordinance part, I guess. This is just a recommendation. I understand everyone's concerns. I understand. I mean, everybody wants to make money. So.
Wants to make a living, actually.
I mean.
It's not about the money.
Well, I mean, that's what you're in business for, correct?
The liquor commission is just not to give away the licenses, but to protect the existing businesses too.
No, no.
It's like both ways.
Alright.
If like, if one is not surviving and there is another one coming, it just gives more opportunity, as she said, fighting against each other. That's not healthy for the community.
Nope, I agree with you. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, just keep them all in there.
Alright, do I have any more discussion on this one? If not, we take a vote. All in favor of, or we just a roll call vote, if you're in favor of this? The liquor license for?
Mexican restaurant.
The Mexican restaurant only. That's what this is. To give the restaurant a liquor license.
Okay, so.
This is just for a recommendation or no recommendation?
Yeah, recommendation.
It's the recommendation.
To the council.
Well, it's, yeah. A yes or no that we should or should not give it to them.
What class was it?
This doesn't mean they can't run the restaurant. They just want to.
Was it for everything for?
Depending on everything that would be involved, then we would determine.
For the restaurant, it's the supper club.
It's for beer and liquor for the supper club.
Okay. It'd probably be hard liquor for margaritas.
Could be margaritas, yeah.
If we have them available. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, that's alright.
Need to know that.
You want a roll call or you just want me to call all in favor and say aye and we'll do it that way?
Do it that way.
Alright. Alright, we're just gonna, alright.
Give me one more. Read with the.
You want the ordinance?
Yeah.
You got the ordinance back.
Sorry, it's just.
I mean.
Not sure you got the right one.
Like I said, there's two of them.
The one I wrote on.
One is a, this is a 14.
Should be whatever the current date is on. What year?
2016.
That'd be the last one then.
2016.
Well, that'd be the current one.
And those were D's that they okayed.
Class D's, double D's, they're.
It's on the second page and I wrote a five. That's a test. That's just regarding the test. Yeah.
So this would be a supper club, which is a what? A D1?
Supper club is C.
C. See, there's nothing, there's not even anything in this 2016 one about a C.
That was all D's.
You gotta go back to the original. Alright, class C shall authorize the retail sale of alcoholic beverages on the premises of any club. Gives the hours that they'll operate. Seven AM to midnight, Monday through Sunday. Like I say, I don't see any limits, any numbers, but like I say, when Nathan gets here and the council meeting, he may say, yeah, I mean, Nathan knows, right off the top of his head, he knows. What's this one say?
I'm trying to see where this is from, the year, to make sure that's still.
This is the actual.
It says the city council shall from time to time determine by resolution the number of licenses for the sale of intoxicating liquors that may be issued in the city. There shall be a limitation of the number of licenses for the sale of liquor that may be issued, one of each type of license per 1,000 in population, with the exception of the tavern license, which shall be limited to the 3 in existence. Reaching the level of 3,000 population will not constitute an additional 1,000. This is.
That's like the original.
This is like the original.
Yeah.
But unless the rest of the words have been.
I mean, there's, that's what I mean, you gotta go by this one, and there's no limit in it. So.
We'll find that one.
Like I say, the legal part of it is up to, we'll ask Nathan about that. So, whether we have any or whether we don't, I guess it's, if they're available, what is our recommendation? So, does everyone want any more discussion or we wanna vote?
that one go, but I have the number.
All right, we're gonna vote. So here's the liquor license for the Mexican restaurant. All in favor, say aye. Opposed? I got two nays, I heard no ayes.
You probably should have roll called it.
All right.
Well, roll call, okay.
Roll call.
Okay, Sally?
No.
Spotlow? I'm trying to think who's on, I don't have my stuff typed up here. Sally, and then, okay, Doug?
No.
Sally said no. Kevin?
No.
Linda?
No.
And John?
No.
All right, we're gonna move on to the smoke shop. That is the Lewistown Smoke Shop LLC is what they want to call it. You want to speak on behalf now, sir? All right, sorry. I got my licenses mixed up.
My name is Jody. You know, there's no smoke shop up here in this town. So we brought this in just to main idea of a smoke shop. So you'll get everything in there. Like, you know, your cigarette, vape, your chew, your bag of tobacco. I don't think anybody has a bag of tobacco there.
Yes, we do. Everything exists.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, I might have made a mistake, but I didn't see. We had a few customers that came in and said, hey, you know what? You should bring, we had a, open up a new shop in Havana. So they were like, why don't you bring, we have to travel like 10 miles to get what we wanted. Can we get something in this town? So, you know, somehow I got in touch with Tara, and she was like, yeah, I have a place where you can you know, rent. And we were like, yeah, sure, we can do that. So we're just here to, you know, bring community something else. Not like, you know, not here for competition.
They
not
have one in Canton, and then they have one in Havana. And they were just gonna.
And so you need the liquor license to sell smoke. Because what?
Liquor, we're gonna have liquor license, we're gonna have liquor too, we're gonna have beer. So you gotta have liquor for that. And obviously we're trying to put the bring the gaming in so we can, you know, at least keep our costs. We're not here to, you know, make money and, you know, but to keep everything in this community. And we always help the community out.
So give them an idea of how many gaming machines you wanted. You don't want very many.
Well, I don't
gaming
need
machines.
Anything. Yeah, it's
the smoke shop is going to be their retail business, and they're just putting in a few gaming machines to just cover
the
cost.
Yeah, it's covered the hell of the cost. That's it.
Right. Thank you, sir. I mean, discussion on this one.
So 10 people told them to purchase for the convenience for the community. We need to have a smoke shop here. Since yesterday, 30 people told us we don't need any. And we are talking about the community from here. And I think 10 of them are sitting here. So okay, we don't need any answer for that. If 10 people from Havana,
2021, we bought that place, and we have put so much, there are so many members from the community up here who have witnessed it, that we have put so much money from our pockets slowly, gradually, each year, making so many improvements to that place.
and the community has supported us. Don't get us wrong. Like, yeah, everyone has supported us, and it's been in
the community. We're here talking about the liquor license, and you know, they're talking about something else.
Right.
So just so you know, you
don't
need
about the liquor license, but it's the same vibe.
I'm just saying, but
we have four places to buy cigarettes in town.
Oh, still, I don't know. I'm not
okay.
We don't
okay.
I don't know what liquor license you're applying for. Is that for everything?
Everything, yes.
And packaged liquor out the door.
Packaged liquor. Not pouring. We need pouring license for the gaming. But no, you cannot sit down and eat. I mean, you cannot sit down and drink. We just need the packaged liquor to take it out.
Okay. And once again, this is just a liquor license. It won't stop you from opening a business.
Yes, sir.
Right. And the other things that you sell, we're not.
For the liquor license, it just to help us keep the cost down.
Right. Right.
At least so you can know which one they refer to.
Okay. Can I, anyone else? Discussion? All right. I understand. Okay. Roll call vote on the liquor license for the Lewistown Smoke Shop.
Sally?
Yes.
Okay. Sally Clark? Kevin Del Mastro? Linda Helly? John Spotlow? And Commissioner Doug Glaser?
No. Okay. All right, looks like it was unanimous. My personal opinion, we've got enough liquor licenses in this town.
I think we need to revisit that.
I have a question. Is Casey gonna have liquor license?
Casey's already has a license.
Not the new one, that'll be separate.
They already have a license.
They applied for one back in November of 23.
The only thing they have asked to change is to sell hard liquor. When they don't sell hard liquor now, they just sell beer. That's the only request they've made, and it's not been a formal request, it's just been, he came in here and tested the waters.
What's the next step, to apply for it another time?
Liquor license?
Because Sin City doesn't have any limit.
Well.
This committee is just a recommendation to the whole council. The council will actually vote on this again.
Yes.
But they're gonna probably vote no, but we don't know that for sure. Okay.
So there'll be another meeting?
Tonight.
Tonight, it's, you know, here in about 3 or 4 minutes, we got to start.
So once it goes before the council, they can make it, they'll either decide yea or nay, so. On all of both of them, either the recommendation will go from the.
Part of the people will be different peoples. Okay? Just trying to let you know what's going on.
Sure, I wasn't, that's the first time, you know.
I wanna know how we go about, this kinda has something to do with it. How do we go about changing that to where there is an unlimited amount, so we won't have to do this?
Council has to change it by ordinance.
Is that something we do, or you guys?
Council changes it by ordinance. Council changes it by ordinance.
Well, let's just kind of review any.
Probably over the. But I mean. You know.
Because every time there's been anything, they've only focused on one thing.
It would just eliminate this process. We wouldn't have to have meetings. All right, if we have no other business, we're gonna close the liquor commission meeting. Have a motion to adjourn, please. All right, meeting adjourned. Thanks everyone for coming. All right, we're gonna call the meeting, the regular Lewiston City Council meeting to order. If you all stand, please, for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Wilms will give the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we are a nation that was founded by you and is upheld by you, and we give you thanks. Father, we ask tonight that your peace would rest upon this whole city and upon this meeting, and that you would give our leaders wisdom and guidance as they seek to do business. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all be seated. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Clerk, please call the roll.
Officer Sally Clark?
Here.
Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward is absent. Kendall Miller?
Here.
Dave Livingston?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Lee Ferry?
Here. All right. Having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the meeting of the August, or the minutes of the August 27th council meeting. Anyone have any questions, comments, additions, corrections? If not, I'd like to have a motion to approve those minutes, please.
I move to approve the August 27th council meeting and liquor commission.
The liquor commission wasn't held.
Okay.
So there are no liquor commission meetings. It was.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We have a motion and a second to approve those minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Minutes are approved. Clerk's report.
I've got three things if I can find my paper.
Right, is this it?
No. This is here. Window guy is coming Monday. Stopped him yesterday.
Do what?
To put in the new windows.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. So I want to remind everybody, scarecrows are due Monday, September 23rd. So Karen Kang Myers will be with me at the Porter Park to check everybody in and hang the scarecrows. If they don't have a form, just come up there. We've got forms. Also, our spook trail and free wiener roast will take place Saturday, October 26th. And I don't have a lot of details yet, but we always can use help. We'd like to have like 10 stations inside the Spook Trail. And the Wiener Roses, you know, for all the kids that dress up and there's contests for their costumes.
Ratcliffe?
Yeah, Ratcliffe Park.
Back to Ratcliffe.
Gonna have a meeting out there on September 25th, I think. September 25th at 6. At the top of Ratcliffe. So everybody can see what we're doing. So whoever wants to participate, we're having a meeting. And Christmas meeting, well, I'll go ahead and say that. Kenny's not here.
Okay.
We had a meeting last night, started working on that. VFW is going to have selling Kids Can Shop, and that's from 9 to 1. From 12:30 to 1:30, Aaron is going to have at Sycamore Acres. Kids can decorate a gingerbread cookie. So that's from 12:30 to 1:30. And 2 o'clock is the parade. Brings in Santa. And then you can start decorating your Christmas tree at 2. We're going to start selling the Christmas trees on November 1st. So there'll be flyers and stuff. And if you have any questions, contact me. So,
I was just gonna.
You think of anything else, Sally? You were there last night.
I think you covered
that. Okay. That's all I got.
Me to repeat it. All right. All right. Thank you, Cindy. Anybody have any questions, Cindy? All right. Thank you. Treasurer's report. Ms. Brown?
Other than the treasurer's report, I have nothing.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Don't believe we have an engineer here this evening. Didn't see him. Public comments and petitions. Does anyone here want to address this council from the public? Hearing and seeing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you, ma'am. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Streets and Alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
I just got a couple things for Evan because he's unable to make it. He's having problems with the jetter truck, right? And the dump truck also. He's just having a fistful of problems right now, but I'm sure he'll work his way through it. And other than that, I don't have anything.
Okay. All right. Thanks, sir. Police and ESDA, Alderman Ward is absent. Water, Mr. Miller?
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Alderman Jim Long.
We've got some later down the line, I think.
Okay.
Just
all right. Tourism, Mr. Miller?
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you.
I would like to add something to tourism.
Yes, sir.
I, after an extensive waiting period, I've been able to develop and release a City of Lewiston's request for proposal for the website. The dates I have set up is I issued it yesterday on the 9th, September 9th. Questions should be to me by email or in person by the 30th of September. The deadline for proposal submissions will be 7th of October. And then the evaluation of the proposals will be at our City Council meeting on the 22nd of October. I will open them all, present it to you guys, and then we can all make a decision on who you would like to have for the website.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Levi.
Good work, Levi.
Thank you.
Moving on. TIF, Alderman Spotlow.
I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Citizens Committee, has anyone heard from Amanda?
Mm-hmm. Not recently.
All right. And Christmas Committee, Cindy's already given his report. Economic Development Committee. Is anyone here from the Economic Development Committee? Oh, there she is.
It's the answer I can see, but first of all, thank you. You didn't see my smile back here, but I was smiling. The mapping. So the final night of mapping is tomorrow, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Central Middle School. It's the last night, and it's the night that they invite resources from all around the state to come. So there'll be like people that can tell us about grants and different kind of resources. So everybody's invited. There was a write-up in the Democrats, if you want all the details, you can go to the Democrats and see all the committees that were formed. There's five of them, basically. And after the mapping meetings, these committees will meet every month, as well as a steering committee will meet to continue moving economic development in this town forward. So anytime anybody wants to jump in from here, from anyone in the public, feel free to reach out.
Can you give me that date time again, please?
Tomorrow, September 11th, 5:30 to 8:30.
Okay, thank you.
And it's at the middle school in the, I guess it's the cafeteria. And then I'll leave there the last weeks in the binder. Levi, that I left with you, which I'm going to do as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate all you do. All right, moving on. Evan is not here this evening, so we have no Public Works report. We'll move on now to unfinished business. Discuss the electric work for Porter Park.
Did everybody see their little letter here?
Who's this from?
This is from me, kind of.
Okay.
I solicited some help on this to help determine what, well, after me and Evan met and all at the park, I thought we need to get a little more knowledge involved in this, so that's what I did. I got some more knowledge. This person says, if you read the letter, I'll brief it down, that we have enough power. We just don't have our power distributed properly. Okay? Outside of the fact, CIPS said they would not run a second power no matter what you wanted to do. And
CIPS wouldn't do it anyway.
What?
They're out of business. I'm sorry.
Ameren, sorry. Yeah, thank you. So I get this, my help here says that if you want to, he will help us draw out the whole plan according to the way Evan wants it, because we talked to Evan, and he'll list the materials we need, and then we could rebid the thing and get what we need.
See, I think that's a good idea, because everybody's going to be on the same page. They're going to be bidding for the same material.
Yes.
Everything will be the same, and everybody will have a chance of that.
There'll be a map showing you exactly what you're doing.
Everybody will have the same material, same map, everything, instead of just doing it random.
Because this is interesting to me. On here it says, our LED streetlights that we switched to LED, all of them together draw 11 amps.
That's amazing.
That's amazing, isn't it? So that means we have 200 amps there. So we have 189 amps left to run Christmas lights. Now, gosh, you'd think that'd do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be on the Christmas tree thing, kind of requesting or telling people to use LED lights on their Christmas tree.
Correct.
Yes. So I will pursue this further if it's okay with everybody. If it's not, someone needs to jump up and yell.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Everybody's on the same page, and when they're bidding, they're seeing what they're bidding on. Everybody's bidding the same material, everything.
Yeah, the same function, the same material. Because he's going to list the kind of material we want. Okay?
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
And this was Evan's recommendation also, right?
Yes, Evan was...
His idea in the beginning made sense to me.
Yes.
When he brought
Evan's right in the heart of this.
Okay.
He's the one that was up there with us and said what needed to be.
Right. So we're going to table this in and put it out for bids correctly and go from there. All right, that sounds like a plan. Table.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, now we're going to move on to our new business. First item of business is the liquor license application from Mr. Gonzalez for the Mexican restaurant. The liquor commission meeting was prior to this one. The liquor commission denied their application unanimously. I believe it was just they thought we had enough liquor licenses. Same way with the second one that we're going to talk about in a minute, listen to Smoke Shop. We have any discussion here? Mr. Collins knows the ordinances. He's glad to answer any questions.
I have a question. What's the, so when we applied for this liquor license in 2021, I assume our license is Class C. We were told that there is only two available, and one I think County Market holds, and the second one is us. And we were told there cannot be a third one. So
basically, two packaged liquor.
Two packaged Class C licenses. Do you see any more licenses coming in?
Well, that's up to the council to decide. The current ordinance reads in 111.22 that the council is going to determine by resolution from time to time the number of licenses. So it's up to these guys to decide how many, what type, etc. I will tell you that 2016, resolution 2016-4, which appears to be, is that King, the signer?
I wish I knew his signature.
Yeah, I think that was two mayors ago.
Yeah.
The resolution was that for B, B1, and B2 licenses, there's five authorized. For C and C1 licenses, there's two authorized. And then it says the remaining licenses shall remain as previously determined and resolved. So the packaged liquor license remains at two.
Two.
So there cannot be third one, right?
And it would be, it has to be a resolution to be from the council to change the ordinance to if you add another one. So
right.
It's not just a matter of, I mean, there's no license available.
It would
for
be
another packaged liquor.
Yes,
unless
it would be up to the council to pass another resolution amending 2016-4.
Correct.
Because what I see from the new owners trying to get a liquor license is they'll try to open a smoke shop and then try to get a liquor license and have gaming in there. I think that will be the way. So
eventually.
So
if there's no licenses available, there's nothing to talk about here, right?
I mean, correct. If the council doesn't wish to add any more licenses, I mean, like I said, the Liquor Commission rejected both these. They felt they we have enough liquor licenses in town. Now, does the council wish to go with their recommendation? And
well, I thought we couldn't.
Well, I mean, but you, but Nathan says you can add if you want to.
Okay.
So if we don't want to add any,
thank you. Then, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
That. Okay.
But it doesn't stop them from opening up a smoke shop.
No.
No.
Or a restaurant. Okay. Or a restaurant.
So.
Okay, so on 111.22, okay, how many licenses do you have listed there? Like for a Class D?
111.22 is what references the resolution to be made from time to time by the council. So it in paragraph B says at the time of the adoption of this code, there was two Class D, two Class D restricted, three tavern, one Class C club, one Class B supper club, one Class B, one supper club.
Okay.
And then in 2016, the most recent resolution that I'm aware of, they upped it to five, B, B1, and B2. So we've since added the B2.
Okay.
Okay. And I think we added the B2 to cover sampling out at the winery or somewhere within our city limits.
Okay.
Store, I think.
Store.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It was County Market. County Market.
Yeah.
And then we said Class C and C1 are two.
Two.
So the Class D packaged liquor did not change. At least in this resolution.
Okay.
I know we had a license for Hometown when they were here. They had a liquor license.
Right.
And then Countryside has a liquor license.
Yep.
And the Mexican restaurant has a liquor license.
Does PJ's have one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, PJ's.
Yeah.
You guys explained that the grandfathering doesn't work out.
But originally there was grandfathered with three, and that was just taverns. But these are considered
supper clubs. Those are
Supper clubs. And so there was three of those, but
excuse me.
So we currently don't have any.
Well, there isn't one open.
There isn't one open.
There is one open. That's what I'm saying.
There is one.
Because of Hometown, when they went out of business, there is a license
but
open there.
Doug and Nathan just said that basically, we could add another one, right?
You can add anything you want.
You can add, you can subtract, that's what you're here for, you make laws.
But you have to do a resolution.
Yeah, the resolution.
When I first started, it was based on like the per capita, the number of people.
Thousand people.
It's written in there, yeah, somewhere in that first one, yeah.
Yeah, that was my original order, there was 1,000 people, there was two for every category, there was two.
Yeah.
Then if the city grew by 1,000 people, then it grew by one in each category. And then it was amended.
I think every business would love to be a monopoly so they could get all the business in town and have no competition whatsoever.
Well, that's the way everyone do business. I wouldn't want to be obvious.
That's right. I don't think that's very fair.
No, it's not.
And I think part of our job as city council is to help promote businesses in your town. Whether your personal opinion is, oh gosh, there's too many Mexican restaurants, or there's too many places with poker machines.
But we're not voting on Mexican restaurants.
No, we're voting on poker machines, basically. But that's your opinion. And I just think that you need to help promote business in your town.
Promoting business in town, does that mean promoting new business or promoting what is established right now?
Answer monopoly like, would be if there is only one business of that role model existing. But there are already so many.
County market has competition. Casey's has competition. There is enough competition already.
Yeah.
There's always going to be town, not only one gas station. So it's always going to have like multiple, like go to any gas station. You go to any town, you'll see.
Lewiston already has 3 gas stations.
And the new
we don't even need them. But
the new
still,
is building up.
What we are saying is there's already enough of everything. Yeah, if there is a new model of business coming in, would make sense.
Yeah. Brings that into the community for elderly or kids. Then we'll help the
most people. See, the fact. Maybe there is enough. But really, all you're telling me is your opinion. Just like everybody in this room may or may not have a different opinion, you know. And because you own the business, obviously you don't want any more business. I wouldn't either if I knew.
That's the problem, I think. I didn't know. That's the first time I'm here in the meeting. If I would know, I would have brought all the people to.
Yeah,
you know, talk for it, but
for,
you know, it's just what it is.
And they're requesting one for that. It's
I know.
Kind of a fine line whether we not.
I know. No,
I know. Don't tell.
I mean, that's for the Mexican. The other ones.
Other than the liquor license,
the other
we don't tell anybody else in town that you can't open a business or
the restaurant is a different.
The restaurant, there already was a liquor license there.
Yeah.
And he can open his restaurant.
Right.
And it should be still available.
Right. Right.
Yes. Okay.
Because you can
sell since this,
we don't really restrict most other businesses on what they do other than liquor.
That's the only really say so we have, unless you're selling drugs.
See, if you I agree with you to a certain point, okay? But I think as being on the city council, you have to try to promote business. I think that we got too many poker machines right now, okay? Something's going to happen eventually. Who knows how long?
Truthfully, the question is that right now, the item that we're on is for the application for the Mexican restaurant, whether they can have a liquor license or not. That is the only thing at this time. The other one is a mute thing because there is no other license available for that unless it goes through a resolution from the council to create another packaged liquor license. Okay, that's a mute thing. But right now, the discussion is whether we have a liquor license available for the Mexican restaurant. That's the only discussion at the time.
What the hell is it over here?
So,
the smoke shop has not started yet, right?
Pardon me?
We're not talking about it. In the back, sir. Yes, sir. The owner of the Mexican restaurant.
I see the problem here for my liquor license is the gamble machine. Why if I don't put a gamble machine and get my liquor license? I mean, just example. You're going to eat a good dinner. I don't know if you drink or not, but you want to drink a margarita, I mean, it's coming with a good dinner, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't even care about the poker machines.
I know.
I care because he's the place right there, right there.
I know.
Anyway. I can put license in there.
But they would have to keep you at the restaurant.
Let me put my clock in on that. You're gonna have to do this. You need to have a margarita. What do you think? If you're gonna have a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, but they can't have a Mexican restaurant.
You have margarita. I should have the liquor license for that. That's the only time I might drink. When I eat Mexican food, I have a margarita.
Yes.
That's just my opinion.
I'm just saying we cannot.
Can I interject something here? I'm thinking the American way, surely, is that you don't stand in the way of business. The ones who provide the best service and the best food are the ones who are going to stay in business, and the others will eventually go by the wayside.
Free market.
It should be a free market. That is the American way. Not standing in the way of people trying to hold the business.
So in 2 years, there's more poker machines in here?
The one we ain't in poker machines.
Pretty quick. All right. All right, order here. We're talking about the liquor license for the Mexican restaurant. It's been brought to my attention, there was a liquor license in that building before, and it was a restaurant license. Okay? It has not been given out, so that license was not given to this PJ's, which I thought it was. I assumed it was. So there is a license available for this Mexican restaurant. Like I said,
this will make me popular, but I don't think it's probably going to pass anyway, but at least we'll get somewhere. I make a motion that we grant them the license. A second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to grant the Mexican restaurant their liquor license.
That's clarification on the license.
It is a...
It's just for... I don't know what the category is.
It's a supper club.
What's the
supper club? And it's for beer, wine, and hard liquor served on at the premises.
Right.
But no packaged liquor, nothing else. It's just like any other restaurant in town. Yeah. Same thing.
So you're not going to have a bar in this place?
Yes. Yes.
It's,
I mean, it's...
They can.
They can.
Because it's
they can. Yes, they can.
It's the same license we issued to the other one.
It's the same thing about the thing. I mean, I don't have a bar there. I'm planning to put one there in the future.
No.
Does it make a difference if there's a bar?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Can I read B1 so we can all be clear on what it is we're awarding here? So B1 is defined as authorizing the retail sale of alcoholic liquors on the premises of any restaurant for consumption on the premises. Mm-hmm. That's from 7 a.m. to 12 o'clock midnight.
And the majority has to be food. I mean, like so many percent
it's
has
a percentage. To
be.
I think that's if you want to carry a firearm in there, but...
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. So did you hear him? Is that suitable then?
Yes.
Okay, so B1.
Are you just asking him or me too?
No, it's not suitable with you.
He can still hit the poker machines later on.
But we don't have any control over that.
Of course he is.
He could if he denied his liquor license.
Well, but we can't. How can we deny his liquor license when they had one there before?
How can we legally?
A year ago, you were competing with another restaurant. They didn't make it.
Why can't you take them away?
Well, they can.
You can.
They can.
Well,
then
we pass it. You can limit the gaming license.
But that, you can't do that tonight.
Okay, what about limiting the gaming license? How about we put a cap on that?
That's not regulated through the state. That's regulated through the municipality. So
I think it's something to review. I definitely agree to review both of them, both the gaming, both the liquor, and review both of them. But at this time, as legally as what is stated now, we cannot, I don't think we can legally deny, unless there's some problem with the liquor or some problem with your establishment, I don't think we can legally deny them a liquor license.
Right. Any ordinance can be changed. You need three aldermen.
That's what the fear was.
And me?
It can't be changed now, we gotta put it on the agenda.
Right, it can't be changed now. No, it can't be changed now.
I made a motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second to grant this liquor license for the Mexican restaurant. Roll call vote, please.
Wait, who's second is it?
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh, sorry.
Sally Clark.
Okay.
May I have type here? Jim Long.
Yes.
Kendall Miller.
Yes.
Dave Livingston.
Yes.
John Swallow.
No.
All right, 3-2, motion passes. Liquor license is granted. All right, next is the discuss the liquor license application for the Lewistown Smoke Shop. This is a different kind of license that they're requesting. It is for package, carry out. Is that correct, Levi? Package, carry out?
For the second license?
For the second one.
Second license. Yeah. As far as I know, you'd be able to buy case beer and then walk out.
What, that's the license you're requesting?
Yes, package liquor, and I heard Mr. Nathan saying that there's no limit on package license.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
There was no change in the resolution.
Yeah, that one, we don't have a license.
And there's none of these available.
Unavailable.
I'm still trying to digest this, so.
Okay.
That's the short answer.
Okay.
I do not know.
I move to deny the liquor license for the Lewistown Smoke Shop under ordinance.
My foods would be, this is the.
When I look at it, there was not a limit.
I mean,
there is.
You're welcome to reapply. You're welcome to, you know, speak. He'll research this thoroughly. But like I said, this council makes the rules, so they can change anything they want as long as you have the majority. But you can't do it when a problem comes up. You have to go by what you got now.
Totally. And we'll work through it. Most of them have been issued with the gaming machine, poker machine. I mean, we don't have to have poker machine.
I mean. You know, I don't know what everyone's issue is. I mean, I don't know what everyone's is.
It's going to have chips and all that.
We have a motion to deny the smoke shop.
Smoke shop doesn't mean like it's only going to have
two spots.
We're trying to have everything inside.
We have a motion and a second to deny this liquor license. Do you have any further discussion?
So help me out. A yes means we're denying it, right?
No, yes means that you're...
Yes means the liquor license is denied.
Okay.
You vote yes, you're voting to deny the liquor license.
I didn't know whether to say yes or no.
Got me confused.
All right.
Yeah. And I'm just denying it because of the fact that ordinance.
All right.
It is that way.
So what kind of license is available? Just wondering.
I don't know. I don't know if there are any.
Hey,
there's motion.
Stick around after the meeting, and you can learn a little more. Okay.
Yes, because when I looked at it,
okay,
I forgot who I talked to, and they were like, "No, there's no limit." Because I always ask for the limit before we apply for it.
And stick around. And that is the what we have worked on, because this council can add them if they wish to. That's where the there is no limit, because if they want to add them, they can. If they want to deny them, they can. But right now, there's no room. I don't see anyone wanting to add right now. But like I said, you're welcome to reapply. We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Sally Clark.
Yes.
Jim Long.
Yes.
Kendall Miller.
Yes.
Dave Livingston?
Yes.
John Swatlow?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. The liquor license is denied. All right, moving on, we're going to talk about an all-town cleanup this year. Cindy?
I don't know anything about it.
Who had this put on there, the all-town cleanup?
Nobody said anything to me about it.
I brought it up because I asked Mr. Miller, I brought it up in a conversation one day.
To bring it up.
Yes, I mean, it's always good to have. We just need to set a date. And
this is up for you guys. Your guys' decision if you want to go about it this year again. If you don't want to, it's just, this would be a planning.
There's been several people ask about it. And the last time we did it before the Cindy Drive.
Might be something if we get Evan involved, because they're pretty busy and they usually help with the cleanup.
Yes.
But I think we need to set one. but maybe check with them and
yeah.
and get a date from them when they can do it.
All right.
So you like me to coordinate with Evan about when he thinks
I move to table it until we get more information.
All right, that's what we'll do then. We're going to table this and talk about it when we get a firm date. What the excuse me, when the street department will be available. All right, going to move on. Item D, the Rocket Tap would like a special event on September 15th.
I move to approve the special event for September 15th for the Rocket Tap.
Second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. This involves closing the street and all that.
Correct.
Okay. All right, all in favor of that say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, all right. Moving on. If someone has information regarding a mural on the visitor center wall on Main Street.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
It's just something to think about. I know one time we talked about doing a mural, and I talked to this lady, Monica Milligan, can't even finish last name. But this is some of the paintings she had done, and what she does, she spray paints them on the side of buildings. And there's some of her work there, and she just wanted to know, some places don't want you to spray paint over the original paint of the buildings because of historical reasons. And really the only wall I could think of would be the visitor center to do this on. And I don't know as far as budget. I don't know if TIP money would pay for this. I mean, I'm just bringing this to the council to think about, not to vote about, but just think about it. It takes her, you know, an average of 2 weeks to do one. And we can make up the painting that we wanted. And like the history of Lewistown, you know.
You have some idea what the cost is?
And she said some of her murals, they range from anywhere to $5,000 to $20,000. And that's a pretty big range. And she, you know, she started at the end of October. She, you know, pays for all her materials. She pays for the man lift and everything. She does have insurance. And it's just something, you know, I know a long time ago we talked about doing a mural in town. And we just never could find anybody that had the time.
She did some in the Vanna, didn't she?
Yeah,
some of the samples.
The Blue Butterfly was one of them she did.
This one here, you can see it in the Vanna when you go down.
They're very pretty, but she spray paints them. It's really neat. And but I just thought I'd bring it out, throw it around, see what you guys thought. I'm not wanting to vote or anything. I just more or less wanted to mention it to all of you and see what you kind of thought. I mean, we want to do something different in Lewiston, and I don't know. Doug, would TIP money cover that?
I don't know. I've tried to get people to paint.
I don't know, because that's not like improving the building itself.
Mm-hmm. So, the visitor center. You know, just really outside the building.
Might be something that just has to be a fundraising thing.
Murals are part of the mapping
to do it.
Strategy. Are they? So, you know. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, I just talked with her, and I thought, well, I just mentioned you guys.
You're the
tech point
of the building.
Oh, right.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's all I have said.
Huh?
Or get our windows put in.
Yeah, Monday. It's going to be your Monday.
It's always going to be Monday.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sally. We'll all take a look at that and we'll hope for some action in the future. Police Benevolent Fund donation. Is the police chief here? Is
he no, going? He had to stop. County
meeting. Oh, okay. Does anyone know
what? He didn't give me information pertaining to the individual it involved, but recently over at the county, there's been one of the police officers that has come under hardship, quite a lot of hardship. I think it was pertaining to some really intense personal issues. And in order, the Police Benevolent Fund itself is there to assist any police officers in need, so he's looking to, since we don't have many officers we have to look over, just a couple under five, he wants to be able to try and help out some of our fellow police officers across the way and give it. I don't know how much exactly he's planning on donating. I think it was under 1,000. I know that. We can table this if you want, but to give you an idea of what he's going for, he wants to be able to try and help out another family in need.
I talked to him about it. I felt it was a good project for the Benevolent Fund, so.
So do we want to take any action or table this to get more information, or what do we I don't understand it that much. But.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the opinion of the police chief.
Huh?
I'd like to hear what he's
prepared. So would I. So why don't we table it and let the police chief talk to each one of us. Okay, we'll move on then. Same way with the next item. If the police chief's not here, I don't see where we can discuss that one either. So we're going to table that one also. Anyone have anything else? All right. If we have no other business, everyone had a chance to look at the bills.
I move to approve the adult bills properly endorsed.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the bills. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swatlow?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries, bills are paid. Anyone need a closed session? We do not need a closed session. Nothing further. If I have a motion to adjourn, please.
No move.
This meeting is adjourned. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. May God bless you all.